The views presented today are those of Crystal Langdon of Crystal Clear Finances and do not necessarily represent the views of Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC.
Have confidence facing financial decisions and learn the steps that are right for you. Join us for the next 30 minutes as certified financial planner Crystal Langdon helps make finances crystal clear.
Happy New Year and welcome to Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes as we provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence facing those key financial decisions. Well, I'm excited because we are at the beginning of a new decade, and the opportunities in front of us are limitless. And I'm wondering, just how did you spend your New Year's Eve when you began to realize, I've got all this new brand new crystal clear year ahead of me. Did you set some goals? I know that when I first married my husband, he hated goal setting because he felt like there was so much pressure for him to perform and he had to accomplish it. But when we begin to look at goals as a way that we can begin to outline the things that we desire or dream to come true in our life, and then if we can create a plan step by step on what we would need to do to accomplish it, well, then the goals don't seem overwhelming. The goals seem enjoyable because we know if we consistently keep doing those small items each and every day, we're going to reach our goals. Now, I'm sure everybody's different when it comes to goal setting, but I was so excited because this year at Christmas, I once again received another full focus planner, which allows me to set my goals not only for the year, but for the quarter, for the month, for the week, for the day. So literally every day I can find success because I can set my goal at the beginning of the day. And by the end of the day, before I'm walking out the door and heading home, I'll have reached my goal. You know, I heard a story once about shepherds in the olden days when they would be watching their sheep, and they didn't have guns back then. They didn't have all the weapons that we have now. There was no radar detector to show them that wolves are nearby. They had to protect their flock by being alert, and then many of them just had a slingshot. Can you imagine a bear or a lion coming after the sheep that you were in charge of watching, and all you had between them and you was a slingshot and some stones? No, thank you. But they talk about the fact that when shepherds were watching over their sheep, they would use weapons, slingshot or whether it was a staff, to war and to ward off lions and bears. And every time they won, they would put a notch in their staff, so that as they were walking day by day, their hand, as it held the staff as they were walking through the land, would feel those notches, and it would be a constant reminder to them that they had had victories in slaying a lion or a bear, a fox, whatever had come against to try to steal their sheep, they had won. Now, I thought this was so interesting because they were able to remember every day the battles they won so that when a new lion, bear, or whatever adversary came their way, they could be more confident that they would win again. And I think a lot of times when we're thinking of setting goals, being able at the end of the day to put another notch in our staff, another notch or check mark in our book, allows us to begin seeing that, you know what? I can set goals and I can reach those goals. And you pretty soon you have a whole book that says, hey, look it, these are goals I set and here's what I did. I think a lot of times when we don't keep track of all the successes that we've had in life, then when it comes time to set that new goal, to face that new venture, we're so full of fear that we don't step out in it. All we remember is everything that went wrong every time we tried to reach a goal and didn't make it. So this year, as you're pondering what you want to set as goals, begin to think of first, take time, think of all the areas in life that you succeeded and begin to remind yourself the joy of every time you said, you know what, this is what I'm going to do today. And you did it. or this is the goal I'm reaching for, and you reached it. See, we want to have those patterns of successes, those notches in our staff that tell us, yeah, you've faced things before, and you've won, and you can win again. You know, one of the favorite ornaments that we have on our Christmas tree at home is an ornament that I gave my daughter. And every year, one of our family traditions is that we look over the year of each one of our children and we think, what is the common theme for the year? What did they face that year and overcome? Or what were the things that was exciting and new that maybe they tried? And we get an ornament to reflect it for the year. And the one year my daughter Melanie was going through so many different changes, whether it was work, she relocated where she was living, there was a lot on her plate. And you know, at many times, she just felt like she was doing somersaults. She was so up in the air. But every time she would go through this process and think it through and she stayed focused on what her end goal result was, she would land on her feet. So this ornament that I bought her for that year was literally an ornament of a gymnast, and it says, perfect landing every time. Because when she goes through things and feels up in the air, it always works out for her. So every time she looks at that, when we pull that ornament out, whatever she's facing for the new year, she always remembers, yeah, I land on my feet. And I think those type of reminders to ourselves are so critical when we're setting these goals, when we're deciding what is it that we want to do. And I know one of the things that we do in our household, and I'll be sharing a lot of memories and traditions that we do, and it's around that time of year where it's Christmas and New Year, and I'm sure you all have different traditions and memories that you do. But one of the areas where we really work on as a family is we have something called the circle. Now in the circle, and I've talked about this before in the 20 years that I've been doing radio, and so you may have heard it before, but just in case you haven't, I want to go through it because I have found that it is life-changing. See, we have this circle, and the way that it works is Christmas morning, all the kids come over, and we make breakfast, whatever we want for breakfast, that's a big to-do. And then we get in a circle as we're eating, and we begin to go around one by one. And we talk about what are the exciting things that happened in life this year? What was something good? What were areas where you won? Areas that you felt, hey, I succeeded. I tried something new. I grew in an area I wanted to grow in. Hey, maybe I lost that 5 pounds the way we look it is. Maybe you got a little bit healthier. And we talk about the fun parts of that individual's life. And then we talk about what were some areas that we struggled with this year? What were some things that we just couldn't seem to get breakthrough on? And as we talk about those areas, yes, there's usually a few tears that are shed. And as we share about that, we go around the circle and each one speaks into that individual's life. So for instance, if it was Melanie and Melanie was sharing about things that were going on in her life, and maybe she shared about something that was really deep, something that was bothering her that she can't seem to push through, then Stephanie and George, myself or George or the spouses would speak into that area and say, you know, I know you're struggling with this, but have you ever noticed that you always end up landing on your feet? Have you ever tried this? What about this area? Do you need some help? Here's a support. Here's someone that I can connect you with that can help you maybe open a door in that area. And so we talk about the good things that happen in life, talk about the things that maybe we struggled with. And then the next area we talk about is, where do we want to go next year? Where do we want to go in several different areas of our life? And I want to focus on that a lot during our program today, because when we're setting goals, it's easy to say, you know, the goal I want to set today is I'm going to lose 20 pounds or, hey, I want to make X amount of dollars. But when we begin to realize that our life is more than just money, and it's more than just how we look, but our life deals with, yes, the physical component, but the spiritual component, the financial component, the emotional component, the material things that we do want in life. Hey, that's wrapped into there, the luxuries, the things that make life just a little bit more enjoyable. Also, we talk about the relationships and the work environments that we're in, and we begin to set goals in each one of those areas. And as we go through today, one of the things I want to talk to you about is, what are your goals? Because when we do this circle, when as a family, as we go around, we tell about the good things, the bad things, the things that we're struggling about, and where we want to go next year, we talk about and spend time to say, all right, well, on a physical, healthy level, where do we want to be 12 months from now? You know, it was just last year, at last year's Christmas, that I said, I really want to improve where my health is. I didn't want to put a weight on it. I didn't want to say that I was going to give up dark chocolate, because that just ain't happening. You know, but I wanted to get into a place where I felt healthy, where when I got up in the morning, I wasn't lumbering to the bathroom and lumbering through my day, but there could be a spring in my step. And so I began saying, I want to be healthy. So for my physical goal, I want to find some type of exercise that I enjoy and I can commit to 4 days a week. And during that process of just the exercise of setting the goal of saying, I want to be healthy, I ran my first half marathon last year, and 10 months from now, my one and done full marathon is scheduled. But you know what? That all started from the circle where we took time to slow down the pace of life and began setting goals as far as what would be important to us. Because one of the things that I hadn't liked was how I felt. So I'm going to ask you, in the relation to your physical body, how you're feeling, how you feel you're looking, how your clothes are fitting, all the whole component, just your physical being. What are goals that you can set this year? And I'm not talking about I'm going to lose 5 pounds or I have to look like a size 6 or whatever. I'm talking about what are you going to do so that you can live longer, so that your kids can have their mom, their dad there for a very long time, so that you can eventually be a grandma, a grandpa. Or maybe you're in a situation where you say, Crystal, but I'm not married. What if you had the energy to go do what you want to do? As you grew older, you could be involved in more things. So that would be one area that I would encourage you, even this weekend, to take time and say, what are my physical goals for my physical body? Now, the next area that I would encourage you to focus on, and you knew I was going to go there, is your finances. What are your financial goals for 2020? And I always look at it because I look at finances kind of like this big old ship, right? It's going to help sail us into retirement. And what happens is people are like, oh, well, I'm going to stop spending money frivolously and I'm going to save, you know, 50% of my paycheck. And they have all these great things they say they're going to do. What if we just move the rudder on the ship just 1 degree? And then 1 more degree, and slowly begin the changes. We don't want you to all of a sudden go from eating out every night, from buying that $10 cup of coffee. Okay, I'm exaggerating. The $5 cup of coffee. We don't want you to go from living one way and go to this huge extreme and stopping to spend money, because think about it. Would it really even last? Is it sustainable? We want to have sustainable changes. And even if they happen slower, that's okay, because we want those changes to be able to stick. So when you're looking at your finances, one of the things we do is not just focus on what's your 1 year goal. What's your 1 year goal? And 5 years from now, what's your goal? And 10 years from now, what's your goal? And when you begin to stretch them out, you begin to dream. I know that when I was sitting with a client the other day, we were talking about their goals, and they talked about the fact, they said, you know what? Our 40th wedding anniversary is coming up, and it's coming up in 3 years, and we want to go to this exotic location. And we talked about it, and you could tell that they'd spent some time dreaming about this. And so we said, all right, well, then what we need to do is, we need to set it as a goal, and then we need to begin the process of reaching that goal and determining what do we need to do. So the first assignment that I gave them was, we need to identify where it is you want to go. Then secondly, we need to determine how much is it going to cost to get there. And then once we know how much it's going to cost to get there, let's break it down by the years. How much do you need to save this year? How much do you save the second year? And by the third year, How much do you need to save? And then once we're going to identify how much is needed to save on an annual basis, then we'll break it down monthly. And if it's helpful to them, we'll even break it down on a weekly basis so that they know when their 40th wedding anniversary comes, they're going to be able to go on this trip and not feel guilty that they're spending the money, but know that they did the proper planning so that they could enjoy that. And that's part of planning with your finances. Yes, we got to plan for retirement. We don't want to eat all the seed, all the money now, use it all up, and not have anything in the future. I'm always saying that we are at war in our finances. We're at war between our current lifestyle versus our future lifestyle. And the problem is your current lifestyle says, don't even worry about the future. Let's spend everything today. And the problem is that when you get to the future, you're going to need some money. So we need to make sure there's a balance. And here's the balance, is that we can enjoy the lifestyle today and be able to maintain that lifestyle when we get to retirement. If I can figure out a way that says, you know what, this is an enjoyable lifestyle right here, and I'm able to save enough so that I can enjoy that lifestyle today and be able to enjoy it in the future, adjusted for inflation. Those are ways we can begin to plan. Now, I think the problem is many times is when we're setting those financial goals is that we don't know how much we should be planning, which is not a problem. If you give us a call, we can sit down and we can talk about it and we can actually run the numbers and say, hey, if we can save X amount of dollars a week, then we can have the same lifestyle you have now in retirement, adjusted for inflation. But being able to break it down into bite-sized pieces instead of waiting till 2 years before retirement and saying, oh, I just need to save twice my salary for the next 2 years and I'll be okay. Doesn't work that way. When we begin setting goals financially, we want to set goals on what do we want to give in the charitable? What do we want to have for retirement? What is the amount we want to spend on annual vacations? What is the amount that we want to spend in fixing up our house or doing certain items? And sitting down and beginning to talk about that. See, a lot of times I think we're afraid to dream. Because then we know there is a consequence to dreaming. If we really want it, we got to make some changes. And that's why I always say, first, let's just dream without a price tag on it. In a perfect world, what would we want? And then we begin to back it down and say, okay, if that's what we want, it's worth it. And so I do that. So I count the cost of what my goal is, of what the things are that I enjoy, and the things that I look at that say, yeah, I'm willing to pay the price on it. Those make it to my goal list. The ones that I say, yeah, I'm not willing to be a size 6. I got to give up dark chocolate forever. Yeah, guess not that. So we have to decide that the same thing applies with your finances. You begin to dream. What are the things you want in an ideal life? Do you want to go on vacation every year? Do we want to retire at age 50? Do we want to retire at age 62? What are the items we want to do? And what do we have to give up in order to have those items? If it's worth it to you, we set out the plan and we do it. And if it's not, we find a different goal. There are 4 key questions everyone should know when it comes to finances. 1, how much do you need to save and invest? 2, when can you stop working and still have enough? 3, how long will your money last? And 4, if you keep doing what you're doing, will you reach your goals? At Crystal Clear Finances, we can help answer those questions and provide confidence for every financial decision. Call Crystal Clear Finances today at 518-433-7181.
Investment advisory services are offered through AlphaStar Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. AlphaStar and Crystal Clear Finances, Inc. are independent entities. Spender, saver, or wealth creator? Growing up, everyone knew about the spender and saver, but few knew about the wealth creator. A wealth creator has learned the strategies that can make their money work as hard as they do, and in some cases, their money actually works harder. Learn how you can become a wealth creator by calling Crystal Clear Finances today at 518-433-7181. That's 518-433-7181. Investment advisory services are offered through AlphaStar Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. AlphaStar and Crystal Clear Finances, Inc. are independent entities.
And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon. It is such a pleasure to be here with you each and every Saturday morning. I love coming on the radio, starting to do a podcast to make sure that we're getting that information out there so that you can understand how finances work so you can have confidence for every financial decision. And I think about what we're talking about today, which is setting goals. And of course, yes, I brought up we want to set physical goals and how we feel. We want to set other goals as well, which I'll get to in just a moment. But of course, you knew I would spend the lion's share talking about financial goals, because it's so important that we understand that we can reach our financial goals. It's a matter of give and take. But if we don't at least start the dreaming process of what an ideal life by design would look like, then how do we know that we'll ever get there? And how do we know that we can't? See, I remember many times I would sit down with a journal and I would just write and write things, all the things I wanted to accomplish in my life, all the things that I wanted to experience. Then I would go through and say, okay, which ones am I really serious about? And then I begin to circle them and say, okay, if I'm serious, then what are the steps that I need to take? And after I'd look at the steps that I need to take, I'd re-decide again. All right, are you really serious? Because this is what it will be. And I began to say, yeah, I am serious. I remember when one of the goals that I said was, I want to make sure that I'm helping people reach their full potential financially. Well, in order to do that, you can't just be nice. You can't just know how to love on people and serve on people, though that is good. You have to know your numbers. You got to know the facts. So I said, well, what is the best way that I can do that? Well, I can get my certified financial planner's designation. I can take all those classes on risk management and modern portfolio theory and how stocks work and investments and life insurance and taxes and estate planning. You get the drift. And then I can sit for a 2-day federal exam and go through all the different scenarios and pass when most of the United States, when they take it, those who are applying, over 50% don't pass. And when I was able to do that, I was able to say, okay, now I have the certified financial planning designation. Now I'm another step closer towards helping people have that confidence so they can make financial decisions. Helping them have confidence will allow them to live and make those decisions so that they can live up to their full financial potential. And that's what excites me. But where did it start? Dreaming. Dreaming about helping people, dreaming and looking out there and realizing that there are so many people that just don't know, that want to know, but there's no one out there to say, hey, here's the path. Here's the path that you can take so you can have financial confidence. So let's kind of segue now before we run out of time today, and let's finish talking about these goals. So we talked about in the beginning that some of the goals are physical goals, like how are you feeling so that you feel better, so you live longer, so people can enjoy being around you. You need to have financial goals. When you're looking at this new year, when you're looking at the new decade, begin to write out. That would be an action item for today. Begin to write out what are your financial goals. Also, we talk about what are your personal goals? What are things that you want, areas you want to grow in? Do you want to go back to school? Do you want to take a class? Do you want to take an online course? Determine what are the areas that you want to grow in. What about spiritually? Personal goals, financial goals, all of these areas, you need to sit down, or I would encourage, and I don't want to say you have to, I would encourage you, sit down and begin defining multiple areas in life, because we're all we want to be well-rounded individuals, and begin to determine would make those areas work for you. I know when we were doing the circle with the kids, one of the children said, you know, I need things to change in my work environment. I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy how things are. It's a very stressful situation. So we began to talk about, well, what are the things that would need to happen to be promoted or to go to a different area or to get a different job altogether? And when we began to explore that, they began to realize, oh, well, I need to get further licensing and further training so I can take the next step. So now when they face this year, that's one of the things that's on the list is additional training in certain areas of their life so that can open up doors for them to continue to grow in their work environment. I would ask you, are you happy with your current work environment, where you're working, what you're doing? And if not, begin to brainstorm with those you love, those you trust that can give you good and godly counsel. What are the steps that you need to take in order for you to be in a position where you can transition into a new work environment or a new location, different job, a promotion, all of those things? I think many times we look at the situations that we're in and we allow ourselves to be victims there, to say, you know what, this is the way it is. I don't like it, but there's nothing I can do about it. And many times, if we will just sit down and think about it and just dream what it could be like, and then begin to say, okay, how do I reach that goal, that dream, or something close to it so that it changes my current environment? I think of that example I gave you a moment ago of getting my certified financial planner's designation. That was a big deal in my world. That opened up doors because now I was qualified to begin giving godly counsel to help people with their finances, putting plans together, literally being able to sit down with individuals and say, hey, if you keep doing what you're doing, here's where you'll be at retirement, and here's how long your money will last. Would you like to know how much you need to save and invest, what rate of return you need to get on it, how long you'll need to work, and how much you need to save in order for you to retire when you want to? Well, overwhelmingly, people are saying, yes, I'd like to know that information. But how would I have been able to provide them that if I hadn't gotten the training and took the time to do that? There are things right now in your life that you don't like. What are you doing to create the training, the opportunity to open the door so that you can leave that situation and be in a better one? I think about when we started our program today, I talked about the fact that with feeling better, just being able to have energy, if that's you, what are we doing? What are we changing in the way that we eat? What are we changing in the way that we move and our exercise? All of that. You might say, Crystal, this has been a funny topic for a financial program. But we have to understand that finances flow in every area of our lives. And you know what funds a lot of those goals that we have? A lot of those New Year's resolutions that are out there? You got it. It's money. It's the money to be able to join the gym. It's the money to be able to take the class. It's the money to be able to buy the books, the journals, everything that we're going to do, the money that we need so that we can change the job. All of it boils down to our resources. And that's why everything we do is designed to help you become more confident so you can make the financial decisions. Because if you make the financial decisions that are right for you, it will help position you so that you can reach your goals with confidence. Well, I'm looking at the clock and realizing that we are at the end of our time together. And I want to encourage you, if you are ready to set some financial goals, if you want confidence facing those decisions, then give us a call at 518-433-7181 or visit us online at crystalclearfinances.com. And join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless.
Have confidence facing financial decisions. Learn the steps that are right for you. Visit crystalclearfinances.com or call 518-433-7181 today and schedule a free initial conversation. Discover the strategy that is right for you and reach your financial goals. Crystal Langdon is a certified financial planner, investment advisor, qualified kingdom advisor, and a member of the Christian Financial Planner Network. Tune in next Saturday morning for more Crystal Clear Finances. Investment advisory services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Alpha Star and Crystal Clear Finances Incorporated are independent entities. The information provided is for educational purposes only and is not intended as investment advice for anyone. All information discussed is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. The opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and do not constitute financial, legal, or tax advice. Please consult your financial professional before executing any financial strategy.